Well, this is Jim Fetzer sitting in once again for Daniel, which is my great pleasure, reiterating I was a huge fan of Joyce Reilly. Today's show may be among the most distressing you've ever heard in the history of radio, because you're learning, by my account, that what we thought were real mass murders taking place with all these shooting events at Sandy Hook, at Parkland, at Orlando, Las Vegas, actually were staged, where nobody or virtually nobody died. Maybe we have this guy, Stephen Paddock, but even that body there is odd because his physical dimensions from the autopsy don't correspond to his physical dimensions on his fishing license, for example. So these things that are being presented as mass murder really aren't. They're intended to promote gun control. On the other hand, we're told that to save our lives or to protect ourselves, we need to take these vaccines, which I'm here suggesting to you turn out to be instruments of mass murder because thousands of people are dying, but the CDC isn't telling you. Anthony Fauci is misleading you. He turns out to be a monster. Anthony Fauci will go down in the annals of history as the greatest mass murder in American history by virtue of the false reports, the phony advice he's giving you. I mean, even to wearing masks, which, as I have observed, he knows full well, promote bacterial pneumonia infections, and that most of the deaths during the Spanish flu were not from the flu, but from bacterial pneumonia. And yet he's telling you to wear not one, but two or more masks. Just one little insight about the masks and why this is all so absurd. The filters of the masks will only filter out particles that are larger than 0.3 microns. But the virus is only 0.1. In other words, these masks can't even filter out the virus. This is just so outrageous. And I hope, if nothing else, this will inspire you to do some research of your own. Meanwhile, we have a case in Boulder where, believe it or not, a journalist just happened to be in the right place at the right time to record a fake stage shooting as it was going down. Danny Siris, who is an expert in law enforcement, has been reporting for you a number of the features he finds anomalous in this footage. Let me add, I did receive a longer version. So Danny's correct. There was some editing there. When it comes out and starts running down the wheelchair ramp, he actually runs around the back of the building. There's virtually nobody there. All the way in the back, there are two people, two older folks with one shopping cart. No sense of anyone in distress, nothing unusual going on, comes back out, and it's only then after he returns that he starts filming what appears to be the SWAT team or whatever, as though they were having tea at the massacre. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Danny, pick it up from there.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So where we left off was you were asking me to kind of go through the video, and as he makes his way to the left corner of the store, we left off with talking about that appearing SWAT team. You know, it looks like they're gearing up a little bit, but they already have their gear on. I see ballistic helmets. I see, you know, weapons slung on the shoulder, and they're going through some kind of a briefing. They're not acting like a SWAT team when there's an active shooter with rounds going off. Usually a SWAT team will be briefed on the way. When they're going there, they already know what they're going to do, and immediately the supervisor of the SWAT team is going to give assignment, and they're going to deploy. They're not going to stand around the truck talking about it while shots are going off when you have bodies laying out in the street. You also see approximately four or five uniform officers on the corner, but again, they don't have their weapons out, and they're just standing there. They're just standing there like nothing's going on. Nobody's got any concern to go into the store and try to defeat this guy. It makes no sense. You know, the original report started off that there was an officer that went in first that was killed. Well, what happened to him? We don't see him. We don't get the details. I don't see a squad car in front. Where's the squad car? If he was a first responder, his car should be right in the front of the store, and we don't see a squad car anywhere. So, you know, what we're being told does not match up with the video. That's the bottom line. We don't We're not seeing anything like what the media is telling us in the story. Now, further, right next to the SWAT team, sir, and this is a very important point, I believe, there is a ladder truck, or known as a boom or bucket truck. It's a heavy-duty truck with a big mechanical arm on it with a utility bucket on the end of it. And you can see it's in operation right next to the SWAT truck, just to the left of it. Now, the key thing is that the truck is actually operating. The emergency lights on the back or the safety lights are actually blinking, which means it's in operation. It almost looks like the boom is it's extended towards the roof or up in the air. It's hard to tell where it is from that angle, but you can clearly see it's extended. But as that video zooms out, you can actually see a guy in a yellow safety vest, much like a roadside worker. He appears to have maybe a helmet on of some sort. He's operating the boom truck or the bucket truck in the middle of a shooting. And that makes no sense. He's standing wide open in the parking lot where he could easily catch a bullet from the shooter. They haven't secured him yet at this point. They're all standing around. You know, the first thing a SWAT team would do, or any officers would do, would be to clear that parking lot and get all civilians out of there because they're shots. They could be shot. You just don't see any of the urgency, any of the signs that they're responding to an active shooter that's going off. It looks like, sir, it almost looks like a Hollywood set with a bunch of actors standing around. Their behavior makes no sense to me, especially with the boom truck. You know, then later on we see these aerial photos, and it makes me wonder, did they use the boom truck or the bucket truck to put a cameraman up there to take some of these aerial photos? Is that where they got the overhead shots from? Because, you know, for when the media comes in, it doesn't make any sense. What are the odds that boom truck or bucket truck happened to be there in operation when the SWAT team showed up during the shooting, and yet it continues to operate and function while the shooting is taking place? That just does not make any sense to me, sir. I don't know what you think
about
that.
Keep going, Danny. Yeah. I mean, it's everything you're talking about is consistent, has higher probability if this is a staged event, if there's actors on the scene, as this is basically a set, than it does if it's actually a real active shooter event. Virtually none of this has any probability. It's virtually zero probability if it's an active shooter event. But if indeed it's a staged event, it has high probability. Carry on, Danny.
Okay, sir. So then when you move forward from that point on, after you see the bucket truck and you see the SWAT team standing there, then all of a sudden a group of officers, different kinds of officers, you know, all dressed different, from a man in a ballistic helmet carrying an assault weapon, a couple of them. You see a woman in a blue shirt with long blondish hair that is wearing leisure clothes, and all she has is a badge around her neck. She has no safety gear, no vest on, no nothing. There's a sergeant there. Very clear. You can see his supervisor jacket. It's known as a supervisor jacket. Back in the day, they called it that. And you can see his sergeant badge on the side of his arms. And, you know, what is he doing there? Because all of a sudden, they're trying to force him off of the property. They keep telling him, sir, for your safety, you need to leave now. You need to get off. You know, we heard it in the video. They're pointing at him. He's saying, hey, I'm a journalist. I have a right to be here. But what's really interesting, sir, is none of them are concerned with the shooter that's in the store. They're right in the line of fire of this man, supposedly, that's in the store with a rifle. Any one of them can easily catch a bullet. They're not crouched down. They're not saying, sir, get down, get down. They're not ducking down. They don't even look over in the direction of the shooter. They're more focused on the man with the camera than they are with the shooter. And that doesn't make any sense to me at a live shooting. If there's a man with a rifle that's killing people, why aren't they concerned with him? Why are they all focused, this group, so heavily on a man with a simple cell phone camera? You know, I find that very strange. And then towards the end of that video, sir, he says something very key as he's arguing with them. He asks one of them for their name. Some of their uniforms are out of place, but he says, why are you here from Jefferson County? Okay, and after a little research, sir, that's Boulder County. Okay, it's not Jefferson County. And I'm thinking, why are there Jefferson County deputies responding to a 911 shooting in Boulder County? Where are the deputies from Boulder County? That's a supervisor, sir. He's a sergeant. Why would they bring a sergeant in from another agency and another county? And he's not even acting like a sergeant. He's just kind of standing there observing. He holds his hand up. He has nothing to say. And I got to tell you, sir, psychologically, I've never heard a sergeant show up to a scene that doesn't immediately start commanding and taking orders and giving direction to the other officers. When the sergeant shows up, he's the boss, sir. He's the one that gets out and says, you do this, you do that, I want this, clear this parking lot. But yet he's just kind of standing there shaking his head as an observer with this Jefferson County patch on his arm of the wrong agency. And he doesn't even belong there. So he's highly out of place, along with the lady in the blue shirt wearing a badge with no equipment. Something's wrong, sir. These almost look like actors. Their behavior is not right. They're acting very strange. Something's wrong. And then a couple more observations that I see in that same segment, right, as he's zooming out. I don't notice any patrol cars in the street or the intersection. You know, normally patrol would come in, you'd see flashing lights at the intersection as they blocked off the street. You don't see any of that. You actually see cars driving up and down the road, and there's no sirens. There's no police activity in the street. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's not normal. They usually block off that whole area for blocks when there's bullets flying. Yet we don't even see a patrolman in the intersection. We don't see any ambulances, sir. The telltale sign. We have dead bodies. We have an officer supposedly that was shot initially. We have several bodies we can see on the ground, and we see no ambulances and no fire trucks. I mean, it's a very strange situation, sir.
It's very strange, Danny, if it were a real active shooter event, but of course it makes perfect sense if this is simply a simulation, if this is actually the set for a stage performance that's going to be presented to the public through the mainstream media as though it were a mass shooting, which is exactly what happened here. Danny, we're so lucky. It was so fortuitous, so serendipitous. This guy just happened to be there. And you can tell from his reaction that he believes that this is a real shooting event, but it's obvious no one around him has that belief at all, even though it's going to be presented that way by the mainstream. I mean, this is such a stunning case of catching the deep state with its pants down. This is the Democrat Party want to promote these fake shooting events. Remember, it was Barack Obama who nullified the Smith-Mutt Act of 1948 in time to bring us Sandy Hook and open the spigot for one after another after another. Notice, interestingly, we've had several years here when there was a different president in office, when we didn't have this nonsense. And as soon as we get a Democrat president back in office, it starts again, Danny. This is so political. This is so phony. They want to take our guns. But, Danny, the Democrats have done themselves in on gun control. When they last summer were supporting all these riots and looting and arson, when they're campaigned on defunding the police, probably the dumbest slogan in the history of American politics, they translated to the American people. They let us know. They communicated. If we want to defend ourselves, we're on our own. You cannot count on the police because we're defunding them. Danny, have you ever heard of anything more stupid before in your life as defund the police?
Well, I mean, that is ridiculous because if we don't have police, sir, then that sends a signal to the criminals who have guns that they can just go out and do whatever they're going to do, you know, whatever the crimes are going to be. They can just run wild and, you know, no police around to respond. You know, they can have free reign. They can, you know, just rob all day, do whatever they're going to do, carjack. It'd be the wild, wild west. People would have to bring out their own guns. It would be a complete mess. And maybe that's what the elite want. Maybe they want to see that in the streets someday. I don't know what their plan is. I'll never understand that whole defund the police thing. If anything, we need more police in the high crime areas specifically. So that makes no sense. But, you know, getting back, I also wanted to point out, sir, one of those photographs that you showed, and I know our radio audience can't hear it, but they'll see it on the BitChute channel, I thought was very strange. In the opening of the slide, when they do the perp walk and they bring the Muslim shooter out of there, telling us he's Muslim by his name, you know, he definitely does look like he's in his late 30s, maybe even in his 40s. He doesn't look 20. When we did a background check on him and we ran his name, he comes up pretty much as a ghost. He has no family, no friends, no associates, no driver's license, no car, no financial records. That's not a standard background. That's not what a background looks like. Something's way wrong with that character. Makes no sense. But when they're walking him out in those aerial photos from the bucket truck, which I think they took from the bucket truck, what's really interesting is you have a police officer on one arm, pulling him out, and he's wearing a standard police uniform. He's no longer wearing a sheriff's deputy uniform. And to me, that's a little bit out of place because it's obvious the sheriff's office is there handling the scene, but yet now we see a guy in a police uniform. So the police uniform is out of place. But what's more striking to me is the man to the right carrying the perp out. When they're walking him out, it almost appears like the man only has shorts on. He doesn't have shoes on anymore. He doesn't have a shirt on. But the man on the right, sir, is a fireman. He's wearing turnouts. You can see his scissors on him. He's not carrying a weapon. He's wearing a ballistic helmet that doesn't fit. The ballistic helmet is over his eyes, so you can't see him. He almost reminds me of David Wheeler on the set of the Sandy. He's trying to hide his face, sir. He's a fireman. And I can tell you a protocol, firemen do not walk the suspects out. That's law enforcement's job. And there's no fire trucks on the scene. So where did a fireman and turnouts come from? Well, we don't even have ambulances to attend to the dead or the injured in the parking lot. We don't even know if they're dead. Nobody's going around checking them. And we don't have ambulances and paramedics. I don't understand the situation at all. When you can have an active shooter and dead bodies and we can't see some ambulances and we don't see fire trucks, that doesn't make any sense. But yet we see a fireman with the suspect handcuffed walking him out. That's not the job of a fireman, sir. I've never been to a situation or seen a situation where a fireman takes over as a policeman and is walking out the suspect. That makes absolutely zero sense to me at all. It's out of place, sir. To me, these look like characters. This does look like it was a drill to me. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with law enforcement holding drills. That's how they learn. That's how they practice. They run them over and over again. No problem. But when you run a drill and then the media comes in and tries to turn it into a live event and propagandize it for the public and then tell them that this really happened, that's where they really go wrong. Maybe these officers didn't even know it was going to be propaganda at first. I don't understand. We weren't there. We don't know. But this was definitely some sort of a drill, sir. It was not a live event. It just, none of the pieces fit a live shooter event that we see in the video, sir.
Well, we were there vicariously, Danny, and just because we have the video here of the journalist who was Johnny on the spot, for the background of those who may be unaware, David Wheeler was a crisis actor who played two roles, that of a grieving father of a child who allegedly died at Sandy Hook, but also a SWAT member who was walking up and down Dickinson Drive in uniform, carrying a weapon upside down by the magazine. Danny, have you ever seen anything so absurd? I mean, there was an attempt to obfuscate by claiming that it was an FBI agent. But no FBI agent would carry his weapon upside down by the magazine. And Barack Obama was so enamored of David Wheeler and his wife that he flew him to Washington, D.C. and gave them the opportunity to give a speech from the Oval Office, where his wife was a personal assistant to Maxine White, who was one of the best financial raisers for the Democratic Party. I mean, you begin to get the impression when you tie all the loose ends together. Totally outrageous. We're coming up to the break here. Danny Siris is with me. We'll take your calls after the break. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I also want to mention, Danny, we had the crime scene tape up there already. I mean, the active shooter is still taking place, and they've already got crime scene tape up there. We had this at Sandy Hook, too. It was very telling. We found a photograph of a crime scene vehicle already on the scene before the shooting had taken place. We know it was before, because after the event, the windows of Classroom 10 would be shot out. Here, they're still intact. And once again, they have crime scene tape up for a crime that is yet to be committed. Danny, it's outrageous. And I reiterate, we have Barack Obama to thank. Even Joe Biden was in the know. Eric Holder went to Connecticut and spoke with the governor on the 27th of November about what they had in mind. It is a stunning story. Don't let yourself be played. Call in. Talk to me and Danny, 844-769-2944, right here on the Power Hour. I'm so pleased to be back. Okay, Danny, we got a minute more. Let me also say, by the way, you can watch the videos. They're available multiple places. If you go to my BitChute site, you can see the video itself. You can also see a show of mine, The Raw Deal, I did with Danny yesterday, where Danny and I go through very painstakingly, and I stop and we talk about various aspects. So it's more thorough even, and you can see the video than what we're presenting today. Also on Truth Versus News, you'll get also extra commentary. I've also put it up on my Telegram site. Surprise, surprise, I got booted off of Twitter, even though I had some 6,250 tweets. I had around 5,000 followers. One day it's there, the next day it's not. I'm on Telegram at t.me/JimFetzerNews. t.me/JimFetzerNews. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. such an incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or online at our newly designed ThePowerMall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from ThePowerMall.com. Hurry. Sale ends this Sunday.
Danny, it's such a pleasure to have you here. I'm so glad to be back on the Power Hour again. I treasure these opportunities. I hate to be the bearer of such bad news. You know, we hear this slogan that what you don't know can't hurt you, but it could not be further from the truth. If you don't know that, in fact, this whole corona thing appears to be a political pandemic and not a medical emergency. If you didn't know that we have a study that slipped through the cracks from Johns Hopkins showing there's been no increase in any age group during the period of the pandemic from past years, suggesting it's not making a difference, meaning people aren't actually dying from the coronavirus. If you didn't know that there's been no increase or surge in the consumption of oxygen tanks or IV drips and stents, which would be of necessity if hospitals were overrun with COVID patients. If you didn't know, hospitals are actually laying their staff off because they have nothing to do for them. If you didn't know that many people are not even getting into routine screenings for cancer, kidney problem, what have you, because they're afraid. They think the hospitals are being preoccupied with coronavirus patients when, in fact, there are virtually none there. If you didn't know that hospitals were being paid for every patient they admit and identified as COVID, as Dr. Scott Jensen of Minnesota observed, and that they're being paid even more for everyone they put on a ventilator, which is almost a sure ticket to your demise. Danny, if they didn't know, they'd be easily played because the mainstream is the biggest liars the world has ever known. Our mainstream media is a disgrace. And the two cases we're talking about here, the coronavirus fake pandemic on the one hand and the surge of mass shootings on the other, which are completely contrived. Notice how the media reverses the truth of the matter and plays up the pandemic as real, but and where they claim there's protection from the vaccine when it's actually the instrument for a major depopulation program, and where they're telling us all these shootings, which are actually staged, are real, Danny. I mean, it's as disgusting as it gets. We are living, truly living in an Orwellian world.
There's no doubt, sir. You know, that is correct. It's very troubling to me when I sit back and watch this, everything that's happening in the world of the coronavirus or the plandemic, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people aren't watching the I think it's called the Summit 2020. It was October before this started when they had that drill in New York where you can see all those people sitting around the round table practicing for coronavirus. They even brought in camera crews, and correspondents to pretend, and they did a little documentary and filmed the entire pretending or drill they did on a virus. And when you watch that and you sit back, and there, it's exactly what we've seen just shortly after they did this drill, and they filmed the whole thing. And, it, you know, I know it was censored on YouTube. It gets put up by other sources. You can find it on other video platforms. But, you know, when I first watched that, I said, man, that makes no sense. What a joke. That's exactly what we're seeing now, and they just practiced it. You know, I have a lot of friends and family, sir, that work in the medical, from, you know, medical doctors, many nurses, and some of them are in different states, and they all report something to me very troubling. There's layoffs going off at many of the hospitals, and you just pointed that out. The staffing is down to a minimum because the patient load is nil. People aren't coming in, what I'm told. They're not coming in for their regular different treatments or having their elective surgeries that they need because they've been afraid of the coronavirus. So a lot of people have been staying home. Okay, and I guess, you know, it's justified for them. They're scared. They see this thing on TV. They think, man, I'm going to stay home. I don't want to go out. I want to go into the hospital, possibly catch it. But there's nobody in the hospital. All of these reports that we see on the news, the local news, don't match up. And the nurses are telling me what they see on television is not what they're seeing when they go to their job. You know, they're telling me that the doctors are telling me that this is a joke. They don't have the sick people in the hospitals that the media is telling. The media is completely putting on a different show or a different set of a different alternate reality, if you will, than what is going on in the local hospitals. I would challenge anybody to talk to nurses or doctors they know, go visit their local hospital if they're even allowed to go into one these days. And you'll see that that is not what's going on. The halls are empty. It's very, very quiet. There's not a lot going on. I talked to a nurse that I know that is in Nevada the other day, and they're in a major, major hub hospital, and it is very slow. There's nobody in there. It's very quiet. The patient load is very, very low, and there's nothing going on. But yet the media will say, oh, we got new corona patients. We have this. We have that. And when he walks around, he just doesn't see it. It's not happening. You know, it's all a big show, sir, to scare us. I don't understand what's going on. The vaccine is very scary. You did a great job pointing out all the doctors that are warning. We have all these people that are dying or worse, getting injured with the palsy, with the convulsions. Oh, I just don't know in the world why anybody would want to take a chance at getting that shot at this time. I know I wouldn't want to get it. I am not getting that shot. I'm pretty sure you're not getting the shot, sir. It's just a scary time, and now they're propagandizing us and going after the Americans. They want our guns. They've always wanted our guns. And as sure as fake Biden gets in, here we go. We see these staged false flags popping up all over the place. And again, because of this cameraman that happened to get this on video, you know, you're able to show the world with this video proof that, you know what, here it is, a drill, you know, in the midst of the coronavirus. What a sad state of affairs is all I have to say, sir.
Danny, it's so embarrassing that the United States has been reduced to this level of childish drivel. I mean, it's outrageous. These politicians need to be spanked. It's as though, you know, they're potting in their diapers. It's just disgusting. Actually, it was even true of Joe Biden, the real Joe Biden, where we appear to have a body double here, that there was a defection from the staff who reported that the anti-dementia medication he was taking had the unfortunate side effect of incontinence, so that they'd actually had staff meetings debating which type of adult diaper he'd wear that would be least visible through his trousers and make the least crinkling sound when he urinates. I'm convinced that it was at the first debate where an advance of Biden team asked for a break every 30 minutes. I mean, it was only going to be an hour and a half, Danny. You need a break after 30 minutes? I believe it was to change his diaper so that when Team Trump declined, they went with Plan B and bought in the body double. James Woods spotted that he had brown eyes instead of blue. I spotted he had the wrong ears, that his ears come down and connect directly, whereas Biden's actually curled up, so he had pendant ears. He's got a slightly narrower skull. I did a lot of research on it, and you can find on my blog at jamesfetzer.org a piece on a real Joe Biden versus actor Joe Biden. I also looked at the social interaction with his wife, Jill, who, of course, would have to be in on it, and found the proof that indeed she is, including that in the past when she's been with Joe, she's just beaming. They're hand in hand or arm in arm. He's got this shit-eating grin on his face. But when she's with a double, they're not hand in hand. They're not arm in arm. She's looking a little disconcerted as though they might be found out. He isn't grinning at all. A real tell having been during the inauguration, which in case anyone out there in the audience does not already know, was pre-recorded. It was not a live event, and it was broadcast too early. I was just astonished looking at the clock as I followed the event that it was happening 10 to 15 minutes before noon, which meant it was taking place still during the Trump administration, which only expires at noon and therefore could not be legally valid and binding. Not only that, but there were internal signs of it having been done in several takes. You had a woman in pink and a woman in white. Now they're here, now they're there, but there wasn't any movement of them. I have a colleague who was actually switching channels and found different parts of the inauguration were being broadcast on different channels at the same time, which would have been impossible had it been a live event. It ended with a spectacular fireworks display, but no one in Washington, D.C. observed the spectacular fireworks display. Danny, we had a stolen election. I mean, the evidence was massive. Ellen Wood documented it. Mike Lindell documented it. Sidney Powell documented it. She put out a tweet right about what had actually happened, where Trump had just swept the nation from coast to coast. He'd even carried California and Minnesota, which I was predicting would happen, got 410 electoral votes. This is before they began manipulating and changing the ballots. So, you know, what has happened with the social media? They're censoring anyone who challenges the official election, the integrity of the election. And this, of course, carried over to the intrusion into the Capitol, which was blamed on Trump supporters who had nothing to do with it. Think about it. This intrusion began before Trump had even finished speaking at 1:11. It was at the Ellipse, where there may have been as many as a million there, a mile and a half away. By the time any Trump supporter would have got to the Capitol, this was already in an advanced state. I have video. There is video online where you can see managers and directors in the crowd telling people where to go. We have John Sullivan, very prominent of Antifa, filmed in the crowd wearing Trump gear. What in the world is going on there? Where his brother James has said that John led 226 Antifa members into the Capitol. And what were they about? They wanted to disrupt the discussion of evidence of election fraud. This wasn't just to count the ballots. This was to debate the integrity of the election. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others don't remind you of that fact, that Trump had every interest in allowing that debate and discussion to go forward, even during his presentation at the mall, which I thought was just a typical classic Trump presentation. He was talking about all the evidence of the theft of the election. No one had less motive for that discussion to be interrupted than Donald Trump. He wanted it to go forward. So if you look at motive means an opportunity, Trump had none of the above. His people were too far away. He didn't have the motive. He was telling them all be peaceful and respectful. He wanted the discussion to go forward. This was just another typical fake event. This is another false flag. And for those who are unfamiliar with the concept, it originated in pirate days where they would fly a flag of a nation friendly to the target vessel until they approached, and then they'd run down the false flag and run up the skull and bones. So it really means any time you identify a party other than that responsible, that you're conducting a false flag. So at Sandy Hook, we have a two-day FEMA exercise. Would you believe, Danny, we even have the manual for the exercise, where Adam Lanza, the alleged shooter, was initially reported as having died on the 13th in the Social Security Death Index, which was a day before the event, making his killing 20 children and 6 adults all the more remarkable. We had persons putting up their donation website before the alleged shooting. I mean, this is disgusting. Parkland, they let the students go at 1 p.m. because it was Valentine's Day. That was a common practice in Florida. There was nobody there but a couple of dozen crisis student actors, in essence. They actually had a shooter there in a full suit, a full SWAT suit, firing a weapon a teacher couldn't recognize because it was a SIM gun, firing simulated ammunition, which is made out of beeswax and laundry detergent, so it'll hit and create a welt, but it will not penetrate the skin. So that we had Maddie Wilford and Samantha Fuentes walking around days later with Band-Aids on their AR-15 wounds. Danny, we had a doctor there saying that Maddie Wilford had been shot in the chest and the abdomen, and get this, how much it's obvious this guy was a complete phony, fake, and fraud. He said those were large caliber wounds, which, as we both know, is false. This round is only about 223, is slightly larger than a 22. It doesn't damage because of high velocity, as you were explaining earlier today. And if she'd been hit in the chest or the abdomen, she wouldn't be walking around at all. She'd be very, very dead. Samantha Fuentes was walking around with Band-Aids on her legs. Even the New York Times ran a story about the massive damage to legs and bones caused by these shots. But no, she's just walking around with Band-Aids. I mean, it's a joke, Danny. How long are the American people going to let themselves be played? They are unfortunately the target of the greatest propaganda display and effort in world history through the mainstream media, which, as we all know, is dominated by a source that does not have the best interests of the American people at heart, Danny. I have a panel of 100 executives from CNN, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. I have another panel of 100 executives from NBC. Every one of them is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. I have another panel, 100 executives from the New York Times, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. We tend to think that Israel's our gallant ally in the Middle East, but Israel wants to dominate and control the United States for its own benefit. We had a Bibi Netanyahu, no less, recently observing that America is the golden calf. We want to suck it dry until there's nothing left than a massive welfare state, because that's what we do with nations we hate. Danny, this influx at the border that's welcomed by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden is an application of the Calgary plan, which was to flood Europe with Africans to destroy European culture. They've adapted it here to flood America with South and Central Americans. And anyone who believes they're walking 1,000 miles really, I'm telling you, you're a sucker and a sap. I looked into it, and they're bringing all these migrants right up to the border in truck convoys. And Danny, I have footage where you can see on the doors of the trucks is the Star of David.
You know, sir, I'm not sure how much of the audience has seen the Hollywood movie, The Truman Show, but I swear it's almost like we're living in that movie. If everything feels like a movie to me. There's so much hoax trickery going on. Just to touch on a few things that you talked about, you know, the inauguration. When you see how fake and phony that is, with the video takes where people disappear into thin air and then come back, it's obvious that was not shot on the day of the inauguration. It was pre-recorded. There were people there on, in D.C. that said they heard no fireworks, saw no fireworks. There was nothing going on that day. You know, it was pre-recorded. How could anybody, it's not legal, as you pointed out, to do a pre-recorded. I just don't know when that was shot, where they were when they did that. Who knows? It was very strange. There could have been some CGI in there when the woman disappeared. Now you see her, now you don't. You know, and you see Biden on television in different takes, or fake Biden, as you pointed out. His ears are different. The forehead is different. You know, one of the best reports I had seen on that is the one that you put out, sir, where you do all the side-by-side comparisons. Biden has blue eyes. Now all of a sudden he has dark brown eyes. What happened to his forehead? It's different. Did he have surgery? He changed his ears? It's not the same person. It's not even close. And once you look at the side-by-side comparisons, you know it's not him. You know, I have a video that I had to download and I saved with Biden. He was addressing a group of people, and there's a man there shaking his head, covering his eyes. He can't believe because it's falling apart. And when fake Biden turns around, sir, he's wearing some sort of a mask. His forehead is half flat, half wrinkled, and his eye is drooping. The mask is falling off of his face and covering his eye, and the skin is hanging over his eye. It's so embarrassing. It's obvious. Who is that person playing our supposed president? That they would actually try to pull off somebody wearing a mask? That was definitely a malfunction. Then the video got out. When I saw that, I was just astonished. I watched it over and over again, and I'm thinking, how is the world not seeing this character that they're portraying with a mask hanging off his face? That's not normal, right? We never saw a mask hanging off of Obama. We never saw a mask hanging off of President Trump. But yeah, we see the skin drooping and hanging off of what we're being told is our president. Again, we're living in a movie set. Something is going on here. I can't quite put my finger on it, sir. And then again, you had me on today to talk about the shootings and what I see in the video. Now they're propaganda. And sometimes I wonder, are they trying to take us guns, or are they trying to create distractions so we will no longer look at fake Biden and some of the other events that are going on? It's one big, huge movie. There's a lot of moving parts going on, and I hope everybody is watching, sir, as close as we are.
Well, I mentioned I do collaborative research, and when it came to Sandy Hook, I brought together 30 experts, one of whom, also a retired professor like myself, had already published 80 articles about Sandy Hook. I myself had already published 30. I put them all together, and among our contributors was a fellow well known for his Agenda 21 radio show, Paul Preston, who himself has supervised active shooter drills as a school administrator. And he was so troubled by what he saw broadcast from Newtown that day that he reached out to his contacts in the Obama Department of Education, all of whom confirmed to him that it had been a drill, that no children had been harmed, that it was done to promote gun control. Anyone who wants to look at some of the evidence can take a check out False Flags on Five Fronts, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, and even JFK, which I presented in Seattle in 2018. I embedded it in a recent blog about why people want to deny the existence of conspiracies when they're as American as apple pie. In fact, Danny, conspiracy is the most widely prosecuted crime in America. It is, conspiracy to kidnap, conspiracy to commit fraud, conspiracy to this, conspiracy to that. In the very first serious scholarly article I did about conspiracy theories, entitled Thinking About Conspiracy Theories, JFK and 9/11, I went through a then-current issue of the New York Times, and on every single page there was a story that you could not understand if you didn't appreciate it involved a conspiracy. For those who want more, I conducted a organized and moderated a conference False Flags and Conspiracies 2020 on the 5th and the 6th of December. It's now available online. I've released the content for free to the public for free, 24 presentations. Go to falseflagconspiracies2020.com. That's the URL. falseflagconspiracies2020.com. If you start doing the research and getting serious about this, you'll begin to understand that most of what you've been told about recent events in American history is an imaginary, fictional version that bears scant resemblance to the reality. I believe the American people are entitled to know the truth about their own history, and therefore I'm dedicated to exposing it. And you can find it lots of places. I highly recommend my two-part video presentation, How to Spot a False Flag, Part 1 and Part 2, where I go through a dozen to 15 of these events and show how you can tell that there's violations of laws of physics, of aerodynamics, laws of neurophysiology. I mean, look, the magic bullet is not even anatomically possible. You cannot have a bullet enter here at the back of the neck and pass through the neck without hitting any bony structures and come out the front. It's not even anatomically possible. And yet the Warren Commission pivots on an anatomically impossible theory that's been sold to the American public again and again and again. Danny, you've done a superb job here today. I'm so grateful when you join me. I would mention, too, if you go to BitChute, the Jim Fetzer BitChute site, you can find that Danny and I discussed it on the Raw Deal yesterday, also about the politics of gun control. You can also find other presentations of mine there where this is discussed. I want you to check it out because it turns out that everything you're being told about gun control is wrong, totally misleading. I have an earlier program. Thank you all for listening. It's been great to be back. Thank you so much. And Danny, you were great.
Thank you, sir.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.